Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book with a title that honestly made me laugh out loud. The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a F**k by Sarah Knight. Sophie, I have to ask, what were you expecting when you picked this up?
Hey there, Sam. I thought it was going to be a joke book, honestly. But she's actually dead serious. And it's genius. The whole premise is that we have a limited amount of emotional energy, so we need to be super selective about where we spend it.
Right. She calls it the fuck budget. I love that. You only have so many fucks to give, so why waste them on things that don't matter to you?
Exactly. And the first step is to identify the shoulds in your life, all those obligations you feel like you have to do. Like, I should go to this party, even though I'm exhausted. She says you have to ask yourself, do I actually give a fuck about this?
Yeah, and if the answer is no, you just stop giving a fuck. It sounds so simple, but it's hard. I remember reading the part about family obligations and thinking, oh, this is where it gets real.
Totally. She says family isn't a free pass for bad behavior. You can set boundaries with anyone. You don't have to spend holidays with a toxic relative just because they're family. That's a radical idea for a lot of people.
It really is. And she applies the same logic to friendships. She suggests doing a friendship audit, asking yourself if each friend actually makes your life better. If not, you can let them go. No drama, just stop initiating.
Right. And it's not about being cold. It's about having more energy for the people who truly matter. I think that's the core of the whole book.
Yeah. She also talks about work and money. She says you don't have to be passionate about your job. You can just do it for the paycheck and stop caring about the office politics or the company culture. That's liberating.
And for money, she says stop comparing yourself to others. You don't need to keep up with the Joneses. Focus on your own goals. That's where the real freedom comes from.
There's a great bit about handling criticism too. She calls it the criticism sandwich. You take the criticism, evaluate if it's valid, and if it's not, you just discard it. Don't let every comment ruin your day.
And she says the same thing about the news and social media. You don't have to care about every global crisis. It's okay to disengage. Pick a couple of causes that matter to you and focus there.
Honestly, the whole book feels like a permission slip to stop being a people pleaser. It's not about being selfish. It's about being honest with yourself about what you actually value.
Right. And then you can care deeper about the things that do matter. You become a better friend, partner, and professional because you're not spread so thin.
The thing I'm taking away is to constantly ask myself, do I really give a fuck about this? It's a simple question, but it cuts through all the noise.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the real magic is that by giving fewer fucks about trivial things, you have more to give to the things that truly make life worth living. We'll see you in the next one.